AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. Texas State Police are reviewing troopers' response to the Uvalde school massacre. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says the internal review will examine the actions of state police. Dozens of state troopers and agents were on the scene during a slow and chaotic response to the shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. A legislative report released Sunday put more than 90 state troopers at Robb Elementary. This is the first time Texas DPS has said it would examine the actions of its own officers. Nearly 400 law enforcement officials rushed the school, but the legislative report cites egregiously poor decision-making that resulted in an hour of chaos before the gunman was killed. I'm Norman Hall.
On Capitol Hill, the House is expected to vote today to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Lawmakers are concerned that following the Supreme Court's overturning Roe v. Wade abortion access, other rights may be in jeopardy. The Respect for Marriage Act would repeal a leftover law still on the books from the Clinton era that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. The bill would also prohibit any state from denying out-of-state marriage licenses and benefits on the basis of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. The bill is expected to pass the House, but it's almost certain to stall in the Senate, where most Republicans would surely block it. Donna Warder, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting Iran, where he's meeting with that country's president and Turkey's. They're to discuss regional issues, including the conflict in Syria and a UN-backed proposal to resume exports of Ukrainian grain to ease the global food crisis. Firefighters battling flames in France. A heat wave roiling Europe is fueling ferocious wildfires there and in Spain. French authorities have evacuated thousands of people. Two people have been killed in the blazes in Spain. This is AP News. General Motors CEO is standing by a pledge on electric vehicles.
Mary Barra is predicting by the middle of this decade, GM will sell more electric vehicles in the U.S. than the market leader, Tesla. Barra tells the AP her strategy is affordability.
You have to appeal to people that, you know, are in that $30,000 to $35,000 price range. That's where, you know, the Bolt is already there, but the Equinox is just a phenomenal vehicle.
Last year, GM sold just 25,000 electric vehicles in the U.S., less than one-tenth of the estimated 352,000 sold by Tesla.
Buying an EV is just better, because if you've had the chance to drive one of our electric vehicles, they're fun to drive, instant torque, quiet, and so I think there's a lot to offer.
Already, GM is pledging to cut the starting price for the Chevy Bolt small SUV to around $26,000 later this year. Tesla's lowest priced vehicle sells for about $60,000. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.